Hello and welcome. Glory to God, for He is good and He loves you so much. Welcome. We're so happy you are here, and we're knowing that God is working each and every day in your life, and He wants to be for you and not against you. So do me a favor, throw a thumbs up, let me know you're here, and type Jesus forever, because we know that God, He is alive, powerful, this Saturday on June the 8th. And happy day. We can glorify Him, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in Him. Amen. Glory to God. Well, today, my name is Pastor Josh Pan, and thank you for planting the seeds of the gospel and saving more souls by sharing this video, guys. Patrice, good to see you guys. Everyone, hello, Kay. Hey, everyone. Lily, hi there. Welcome. We're going to be jumping into a powerful passage today, written by one of the apostles of Jesus, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 to 19. And it's going to allow you to grow, allow you to build your life upon the firm foundation of God, and allow you to experience more of Him, and you to not stay in darkness, but in the light of Christ. Amen. Hello, Michael, Amy, Max, Hendrik, Artenisa. Hello, welcome, guys. Frank, wow, good to see you guys. Aki, just jumping right in. Glory to God. And so you're not going to want to miss this, because we know that God is alive and well. Valerie and Sydney and Boy, you know, God is alive and well, and He has good plans for you guys. So I'm so glad you are here to be able to join. And so listen to the very end, for God is good. Let's read the passage and then we'll pray, and we'll deep dive into some reflections, and deep dive into the passage, and then deep dive into some more lessons, and then have some application where you can hear my story. And so, you know, it's going to be such a great session. Praise the Lord. Well, let's go. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 to 19. This is talking about suffering servants, actually. How we as believers, as followers of Christ, there are painful trials. So let's just read into it. Because, you know, in America, we actually take for granted the liberty of being able to follow and Jesus and do what we want to do. But in overseas, if you believe in Jesus, wow, sometimes you get kicked out of your family, kicked out of your society, even beheaded and kicked out of, just rejected. But during this time, when Peter was writing this, the church was the early Christians. Then they were being persecuted by the Jewish people, persecuted by the Roman government, persecuted by the emperor, and they were being endangered their own life. But yet they still stood strong for the truth, for the one true God. Amen. So we pray that God would be with you and grow you and lead you towards the right direction. All right, verse 12. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trials that you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the suffering of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed. And if you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and God rest upon you. And if you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or a thief or any kind of criminal, or even as meddler. However, if you suffer as Christians, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name of Christ. For it is the time for judgment to begin with the family of God. If it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, then what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. Father God, we thank You for Your powerful word. We thank You that You guide us, lead us, that You lift us up from the darkness, and that You have good plans for each and everyone here. Lord God, I pray that this word blesses us, gives us clear minds, clear heads, and allows us to understand exactly what You want us to take away today. And Father God, let the Holy Spirit fill the hearts of each and everyone here. Let us experience You, Your love, Your grace, and Your generosity. We love You, God, in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Jesus never lets us down, so we praise God, for He never lets us leaves us or forsakes us. So, reflection number one and two. So we're going to have two reflections. Listen carefully, because I know these reflections help me, so it's going to help you. So the first reflection is going to be refiners, refining fire, refining fire. And the second will be, what caused my suffering? And so as we refine fire, Christians will suffer in this world. Actually, you know, all people do suffer in some ways, but Christians suffer because they reject, they are rejected by non-Christians. They're rejected by the world. They're rejected by society. And so Christians do suffer in this world. And at that time, they were being rejected by their whole community, by their family, by the Roman Empire. And Jesus said so in no uncertain terms. Thus, it should not come to you as surprise if you do indeed experience what God has already told you would happen. God appointed suffering to take place in your own life so that your faith would be purified, be strengthened through it. These trials, tribulations, when you stand strong in the Lord, in faith in Him, no doubt He will continue working on you, blessing you, giving you life, and giving you something that is way better than the world can ever offer. You see, this yesterday we had a prayer and worship session in my church. It was alive and powerful. We worshiped, sang three songs, and then I gave a powerful message on bearing up, arming yourself with the mind of Christ, which if you want to know that, then you can see about the yesterday's live session on YouTube. And then arming yourself with the mind of Christ by rejecting your own desires, by following Jesus all the days of your life, by committing your life to Him, and by being a light for Him. Amen. And so we know that there is suffering in this world. And afterwards, after being rejected and being giving these words that you're going to be rejected, people are going to look at you strangely, and people are going to say, you're weird, you're different. But no doubt, Jesus said that. Jesus Himself, He was rejected. He was rejected even when He was in His mother's womb by the innkeeper. He was rejected by His own people, by His own hometown. And He went out, kept going. He dusted the sand off His sandals and went forward. And so, you know, rejection is normal, even though it doesn't feel good. But here, we're here to please God and God alone, not to please man. We're here to please God. Amen. And so, rejection is normal. And the testimony that came after from one of our sisters, she going into junior year of college, she said she went to a Christian school from preschool to eighth grade, and she wanted to give her life to Jesus, and she was on fire for Jesus. But when she took that story to her home, her mom rejected her. Her dad said no, and they, every time she brought up the name of Jesus, they would get angry. Bringing up the name of Jesus would cause pain, would cause depression, would cause anxiety, because the parents were not accepting Jesus as their Lord and Savior. It was a Buddhist family, so they were just rejecting that. But she stood strong in her faith. She went into high school and then started a Christian club, and started that Christian club that grew now, reaching over 2,000 students year by year. Every year, every semester, they would reach 300 students. And so from now, it's still carrying on, even when she's in college. And that's the faithfulness of her life. And she gave her testimony. And now, and she was not allowed to go to church the whole high school years. But by the grace of God, yesterday, she came to my church and shared her powerful story, her powerful testimony, and was able to encourage my youth that you cannot take for granted what God has given you. You cannot take for granted this fellowship, which she longed for, she was so hungry for. And so we know that it is so good that we have this session, live session together. We cannot take this live session for granted, for a lot of people are against it. On TikTok, I got banned at least 6 times in my lifetime after 1.5 years of doing this. I got rejected. I got banned multiple times for speaking the name of Jesus. And by the grace of God, I can share the word of God with you guys. And so you guys are refining fire through the trials, through the temptations, through the rejection, through getting banned. These were trials, and they try to make us quit. They try to ridicule us. They try to bring you down. But by the grace of God, you know that God will not be mocked. God is stronger, and God is more alive and powerful than before. And that through this, through our faith, as we continue being consistent every day in showing up and sharing the word of God, we will be strengthened and purified, just like fire refines gold. It goes into deep, intense fire in order for that gold to be purified. God refines you through the fiery trials. Suffering, it's never pleasant, never feels good. And we should not certainly go out and seek it. Wow. Peter Odemwingie sent me a champion. Wow, that's a beautiful thing. Thank you so much. All glory to God. May God bless you and be with you and all of you guys as well. And so you don't need to go out and seek your way to go suffering. No, but following Jesus is guaranteed to lead to suffering one way or another. Be prepared for it and know that you're going to go through it. Be prepared and know that it's not the end. That suffering on earth is only temporary, but the glory of God is forever. And we're going to be in a promised land one day. We're going to be in a better place one day. And Jesus, he came from heaven to earth so that you can go from earth to heaven, so that you can have a divine relationship with him and have a connection with him. Amen. Praise the Lord, for he is good. And so this suffering is temporary. And that's why I keep going. I know that Jesus lives in victory because he took the cross, the death, away, the keys away from Satan, so that now we as believers, we live in Jesus Christ. And you live from victory to victory, from a season of victory to victory, not victory to defeat, from glory to glory, from life to life, from strength to strength, from faith to faith. You live from a season to season of God's victory in your life. And that's why we know that this is not the end. Suffering is not the end. Suffering is temporary. And we will overcome in the name of Jesus. And we will be strengthened and purified and made more like Jesus, so that the devil has no hold on us. Sin has no hold on us. The waves, the winds that blow against us of the world will no longer bring us down, because we know that God is more powerful and leads us towards the right direction. Amen. Glory to God. So be prepared for it. God is shaping you. He's growing you. And I know for a doubt, no doubt, that he's going to use you for great things. Praise the Lord. And so it's like refining fire. Know that it's not the end, that it's temporary, that you will grow stronger when you get through these trials and temptations, when you cut out these distractions, these things that are holding you down, that you delete it. Delete it so that you're not just scrolling your life away, so that you're not binge watching your life away, so that you're not drinking your life away, so that you're not gaming your life away. You're growing and you're being producers instead of consumers. The world wants you to be a consumer, to consume, to buy, to get more. But in the end, God wants you to be producers, to be fruitful and multiply, to be fruitful and multiply. And that's why he prunes you. When he prunes your branches, he cuts out all the dead things, and so that you may increase and be fruitful. And be fruitful with what? Fruitful with the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, goodness, and humility and self-control. These are things that the world tries to offer but cannot offer. It can only give it to you for temporary, but only it fades away, because everything of this world fades away. But what is unseen is eternal. What is unseen is eternal. And that's why we absolutely must set our eyes on things above and not on earthly things. We must know our treasures are stored in heaven, where moths and rust do not destroy it, where the devil cannot steal, kill, and destroy, where Jesus gives you life and life abundant. Amen. So if we suffer with him, then we shall also reign with him. Amen. If we suffer with him, then we shall also reign with him. Amen. I praise God for that comment. And so, you know, persecution is not abnormal. I felt it all my life, throughout my childhood, throughout my life. People making fun of me, people trying to bring me down. But hey, by the grace of God, he brought me through those fire. He brought Daniel out of the lion's den, unharmed. He went in there, and he was with Daniel in the lion's den. He was with David as he faced this giant, as he faced Goliath. He was with Abraham as he went into a land where he'd never been before. He was with Joseph as he was thrown into prison. And then later, he became number two rulership next to Pharaoh. He was with Peter when he walked on water. And he's with you as well. He's with you as well. Amen. So you keep going. You keep going because you know that he's with you in the fire. He's with you in the storm. He's with you in your situation. And he has not left you. He fights for you. He's for you and not against you. And if God is for you, then who can ever be against you? Amen. Glory to God. And number two, reflection. Listen carefully, because this is just as helpful. What caused my suffering? And the scripture is very clear that you go through suffering as believers in Christ. It warns you to examine yourselves, however, to ensure that your suffering does not come as a result of your own foolishness and sinfulness. You see, when you are sinful, when you walk in the ways of the world, then you will see that it is even harder to walk that way. Then you'll see that your life is empty. When you chase the things of the world, you will never be satisfied. So ensure that your suffering does not come as a result of your sinfulness, your foolishness, but instead that you're living a life of righteousness in his presence, in his will, in his plans. And you say, not my will, but yours be done. May you increase and I decrease. May your plans go according to in my life. Because your plans are higher than my plans. Your ways are higher than my ways. And your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. So, just like you said, you cannot serve two masters. You can only serve God, or you can serve the world. You cannot serve both. When you serve God first, you seek first the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, and his righteousness, that he will add all unto you. You love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment of all. Then love your neighbors as yourself. Then you'll know who God is. And when you know God, who God is, then you'll know who you are. And when you know who you are, then you'll be able to relate with other people. So going back to what caused my suffering? Sometimes you suffer persecution because of the world's hostility towards the gospel. When I was in second to fifth grade, I was a missionary kid in China. And when I was fifth grade, through that time, we had a house church. And then I went to an international church, came home, and there were cigarettes on the ground. And there was 23 policemen, local policemen, who came into my house, arrested everyone, believers, who were in that house, and my dad, and then gave us 1 week to leave China. They beat those and persecuted and interrogated those brothers and sisters about what they believed. And they say, we can't say no to him, to Jesus. And so those were really persecution down there. There are people who were rejected by their family, people rejected by their own household, by their community, by their hometown. Jesus was rejected as well. And so we suffer from that. And online, I've been banned several times, but by the grace of God, He kept me going. Kept me going, knowing that greater things are yet to come. And so we praise God that this live stream is still going. And I'm going to preach to the very end of my days, till my voice goes nil, you know? When you get old, it gets harder. But by the grace of God, I'm healthy right now, so I can share His love with you guys. So all glory to God, Ella. All glory to God, for you are a child of God. Amen. And so sometimes we suffer the natural consequences of our sin and mistakes. In former cases, we are encouraged to endure and even rejoice in the prison. Just like Paul, he rejoiced in the prison. And the prison doors shook and he was set free. And the prison guard tried to kill himself, but he said, no, don't kill yourself. Because of the grace and the mercy of Jesus. And Paul loved others and was a light in the Mediterranean Sea and region and was a missionary. And even though he suffered, he stood strong for God and said, to live is Christ and to die is gain. To live, I suffer with Christ. And to die, I gain glory. I gain the eternal security, the eternal life, eternal presence of God into my life. And so you are encouraged to endure, to be faithful to the very end, to live for God all the rest of your life. It's a commitment, guys. Enduring hardship like a good soldier. I love it. Glory to God. And so keep in mind that we are sharing in Christ's own suffering. How deep was Christ's suffering? You're going to want to hear this. He was arrested for our transgression, for our sin. He was betrayed by his own disciple, by Judas. How painful it would be to be betrayed by one of your own, someone who's close, by a friend, by someone you served and loved for such a long time. That's painful. And then not only that, he was taken into the courts. He was beaten. He was tried. He was mocked. And they beat him. They pulled his hair. And they say, if you are truly God, testify. Who beat you? He was bleeding. And then he was given the crown of thorn onto his head. And then that thorn pierced into his head. And he bled from his head. And then he was whipped. 39 lashes, and by his stripes, by his wounds, we are healed. Every stripe, for every disease, every sickness, every sin, he was beaten and whipped and lashed with these whips that had glass, that had stone, that pierced into the skins of people. If I was whipped, I would fall, and I deserve that death. I deserve that punishment, but he took it. For you, he took it for me, so that we don't have to. So that we may be counted as righteous by what he did after living a perfect and sinless life that you and I could not live. He was whipped and he carried that cross that was the weight of a refrigerator, so heavy, up the Mount of Skull. And then he went up and he was pierced on both hand and then on his foot. And he was stabbed on the side with a spear to make sure he was dead. This is the suffering of Christ. Are you suffering like that? Are you being pierced? Are you bleeding? I'm not. We cannot take this for granted for what he's done. We cannot. In the latter case, we are to accept God's discipline and repent. And in both cases, we are to submit to God, commit to him. All the days of our life. Amen. Who is sovereign over your trials, over your temptations? Who is sovereign over all? And persevere in doing good. into walking in His glory, in His grace, in His mercy. Amen. Glory to God. So those were two reflections that were so powerful, so alive, so good. And I know that you guys are blessed with it. So 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 to 19. We're going to deep dive into the meaning of this passage and maybe like what you can learn from this. And we know that God, He never lets you down. You know, I forgot. Even though He suffered, there's a good news. He did not stay dead. He was buried for 3 days. And after 3 days, He rose in victory. He's the resurrection. He's the life. He defeated sin. He defeated death. He conquered the grave. He's in victory. Glory to God. Jesus forever. For He is alive and powerful, alive and well. And He ascended to heaven and gave you a gift of salvation, gave you a gift of the Holy Spirit, gave you a gift of life, gave you a gift to enter into the kingdom of heaven, into a relationship with Jesus, in relationship with the Heavenly Father. Amen. And so death is not the end, for He has conquered it. He has defeated it, showing His power over it all. Power over your trials and temptations, over your situation. He's got power over it all. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. For He never lets us down. And He is alive and powerful. And so, this passage, verse 12 to 19, it really talks about standing up in the fiery trials of persecution. Stand strong. Be firm in Him. First, do not be surprised when you suffer that persecution. Persecution will be fiery. It's a test. But it's not the end. It's temporary. So do not be surprised when there's wars and rumors of wars. Do not be surprised because of the sickness and disease, because of the COVID. Don't be surprised. God warned you about this. Do not be surprised when your best friends say no to you, your family say no to you. Don't be surprised. And thank you guys for liking the videos. I see so many of you guys say that. So all glory to God. All trying to point you back to Jesus. And then point you also to this live stream. Glory to God. Amen. And number two, to rejoice in persecution. To be partakers of Christ's suffering. Because His glory will be revealed. That you'll be glad with exceeding joy. Because you share in Christ's suffering. Because you will be rewarded in the end, beyond this lifetime. You will be rewarded for eternity with the presence and the glory of God in your life. Amen. Someone said they learned a lot. Praise God. You learn a lot in the short videos, but you learn even more in this live stream. And that's why this live stream is here to help you, to move you, to glorify God, to allow Him to move in your life, to bring you into a better place. Amen. And to equip you with the mind of Christ, to grow you, to lead you towards the right direction. So first, don't be surprised because of the suffering and persecution. Second, rejoice in the persecution. Third, know, there's seven things. Third, know that God's Spirit, the glow of God's glory will rest upon you. You see, the Holy Spirit rests upon you. And your body is a temple of the Spirit of the Lord. Your body is an avenue where God uses to be His instrument, to be His holy vessel or broken vessel, to let others know of His glory, of His goodness. Your body is His holy temple. And that's why the Spirit of the Lord lives in you as your guide, your counselor, as your friend, someone who you can talk to, someone you can depend on, someone who speaks on behalf of you to God, and someone who leads you towards the right direction. And that's why I saw this pastor. He said, Holy Spirit, let's go. Let's go, Holy Spirit. Let's go on this journey together. Work through me. For You are the God of glory. Let's go. Amen. and have that spirit saying God is amazing and God is good and God is bringing us towards a great place, the promised land. So let's go. Can you say that? Let's go. Amen. Praise the Lord. His spirit is in you, with you, through all things. And he's going to help you through these trials and temptations. He's going to help you, purify you. He's going to empower you, give you that Holy Spirit battery that helps you get through these dark times. And you're going to be able to shine bright like Jesus was shining bright. Because you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. And you know, without salt, that thing dies. The meat dies. Things don't get preserved. But salt preserves the earth. So as long as we, as Christians, we are on earth, and the church is on earth, following the one true God, we will preserve the earth to the very end. But the moment rapture happens, the moment we disappear, the moment the salt is gone, then that salt that perseveres the earth will disappear, and the earth will be destroyed, and destroyed by fire, destroyed by human wickedness and greed and sin. But one day, there will be a new earth, a new heaven, and we will be reigning inside and living inside. And you will be in a place where there's no more suffering and no more sorrow. You'll be in a place in the presence of God where there's plentiful, no more hunger, no more sickness, no more disease. You'll be in such a much better place. Amen. But here on earth, to live is Christ and to die is gain. We live in his suffering, but this is for his glory, for his power, for his goodness, for his mercy, for his grace, for his love. Amen. And fourth, do not bring suffering and persecution upon yourself. Do not go about seeking for that suffering and pain. Do not sin and say, okay, I'm just suffering. This is for Christ. Do not do wrong things and say, I'm going to suffer for this. No, no. When you suffer, you want to do the will of God. And you want to do his mission, his purpose for your life. Which, what is the Great Commission? The Great Commission is to go into all of the earth, preaching and teaching and sharing the word of God, the good news, sharing the name of Jesus to all people. To your community, to your family, to your school, to your workplace, to go and be faithful and baptize others in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to go be faithful. That's the Great Commission. The law, the commandment of God is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, mind, and might and strength. Go, be faithful in it. Be faithful in his commands. Christ already did the hard part. He already died on that cross for your sin, to set you free, to give you a life that is so much better than you can ever ask for. Christ already did it. And so now all you got to do is share. Share the good news. Share the love of God. And share the things that he's done for you and me, which is giving you life, reconciling you, giving you peace, redeeming you. Amen. And fifth, do not be ashamed to suffer for being a Christian. A lot of people are ashamed. A lot of people are put down. A lot of people are suffering. And a lot of people live in fear. Fear of rejection. Fear of being put down. Fear of being kicked out. These fears no longer has hold on you. Instead, faith over fear. Faith triumphs fear. Faith is stronger than fear. Faith dominates fear. When your faith is so strong, it can move the mountain. And if it can move the mountains, why can it not move your mouth, your lips? Faith is voice activated. When you truly believe in your mind, in your soul, in your heart that he is God, that he was raised from the dead, then you will speak it. Faith can move the mountains. Faith can move your mouth. Faith can move your actions. That's the power of spoken word. God, He did not wonder if the world would appear if when He spoke it. He said, let there be light. And there was light. Let there be the earth. And there was earth. Let there be expanse, the waters, the sea, land. And there was land. Let there be the birds and creatures flying in the air and the creatures in the sea. And there was those animals, the beasts. And there it was. He spoke and it happened. And just like that, we can speak, saying Jesus is victorious to the very end. So I live in victory. Jesus is the God of breakthrough. So I live in breakthrough. Jesus is the God of glory, of all glory, all honor and praise. All glory belongs to Him. He embodies that glory. And so I say, I live in glory. And that's why you go from a season to season, in Jesus to Jesus, not the world to the world. You don't hop. You don't go church hopping. You don't go hopping between different beliefs. You go from Jesus to Jesus. That's a good one. I didn't think of that. But we go from Jesus to Jesus to Jesus to Jesus. And we say Jesus forever. Jesus first forever. Team Jesus forever. Jesus to Jesus. I like that. Don't you like that, my wife? Yes, my wife says yes. Don't you like that, my people? Yes, you like that? Jesus to Jesus. Faith to faith. Glory to glory. That makes sense now. Makes more sense to my students. Makes more sense to people. We no longer live from world to world, from the things to things, from materials to materials, from house to house. Well, we don't. We don't. We live from Jesus to Jesus. We live in a heart of gratitude to gratitude for what He's done. Wow, I'm loving this. Expanding the vocabulary. Just like you're learning, I'm learning. Wow, that's a good one. You like it? Jesus to Jesus. I wonder if anyone ever coined that. I should coin that. I should say that. Jesus to Jesus. Wow. I am aware. I'm amazed. Glory to God. I love it. Jesus to Jesus forever. So good. So good. Oh, amen. So, the fifth one was to not be ashamed to suffer for being a Christian. For being a Jesus forever fan. Jesus forever lover. Amen. Amen. Wow, Ava, I love that. Yeah, Patch. So, number six. Accept persecution as the purifying judgment of God. Accept persecution as the purifying judgment of God. Because believers are scarcely and narrowly saved. Because unbelievers have a terrible end. You see, for God so loved the world that He sent His one and only begotten Son. Whoever shall believe in Him shall not perish, shall not die, shall not experience that eternal separation from God. But have eternal life, eternal presence, eternal love of God in our life. From Jesus to Jesus. Amen. But unbelievers, they have a terrible end. Towards ruin, destruction, and the lake of fire. It's somewhere nobody wants to go to. Even when they don't know about it. Once they get there, they know even one little drop of water is something they long for. But they cannot get. For it's eternal suffering, eternal pain. That was not meant for us. It was meant for the demon, for the devil. But they're trying to drag you down, trying to bring you into a dark place. But because of what Jesus did on the cross, He took the keys of death, the keys of hell, away from the devil. And now He's in control. No longer do we Gentiles have to go to hell. Now we are purified. Now we've been given eternal hope. Now we've been given eternal life in Him. And we cannot take this for granted. And so we glorify Him. We glorify Him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for every believers that are listening into this live stream. Thank you for every believers around me that are being built up. Thank you for every believers who say yes to Jesus forever and evermore. Amen. And seventh, keep on doing good and commit yourself to God. Keep on doing good, the will of God, to commit to Him, keeping your souls to Him and doing well, being faithful to the Creator, to the giver of life, to the God who loves us unconditionally, loves you with the agape love, and gives you life. Amen. So keep on doing what is good in the sight of the Lord, not in the sight of man, because man, we're faulty, but only God, He's perfect, and He's alive, and He teaches us the way. So that's why we want to be rooted in Him, anchored upon His truth, anchored and grounded upon His word, the word of God. And that's why we speak it, we read it, we study it each and every day. And that's why I show up for you guys, so that you may be encouraged, so that you may be built up, so that you may experience more of Him, and so that we may be strengthened to go into the world to declare Jesus as Messiah, Savior, Lord over all, and the one that saved us. And we give Him all credit, all honor, all glory in our life, and say, without Jesus, I'm nothing. Without Jesus, I cannot live through my life. But by the grace, by the blood of the Lamb, I've been saved, I've been set free. Freedom from the bondage of sin. Freedom from the world. Freedom from death and destruction and ruin. And I've been set free and be given something far greater than I can ask for, which is the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord, that same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead, that same Spirit that healed the deaf, healed the blind, healed the lame, healed the woman who was bleeding profusely, healed the lame, and drove out the evil spirits, that same Spirit lives in you. Even the demons, they're scared of you because we've been set above them. And when you speak the name of Jesus and command the demons, even they will be even more obedient than we humans are. They shriek at the name of Jesus. They run at the name of Jesus because they cannot stand it. So you've been empowered. You've been given this power, this strength, same power in Christ that He's given you as He ascended to heaven, lives in you. And you got to tap into it. You got to say, Lord, I accept Your gift into my life. I accept the Holy Spirit into my life, and I will follow You, walk in Your ways, strive for righteousness, and build my life upon Your firm foundation, because You've given me so much better things than I can ever ask for. Amen. Praise the Lord, for God is with you here. Amen. So, if you're feeling that He is calling you, and He is calling you, He's saying, come back to Me. And you want to give your life back to Him. You want to commit to Him. Or recommit to Him. Pray this with me. And then we'll pray a second prayer. Lord God, I am broken. I'm lost. I'm nothing without You. And I need someone to help me get out of this darkness, this situation. And Jesus, You are the answer. You are the God over all. And You're the one that defeated sin and death. And I believe that You died and rose from the dead to save me. Be my Savior. Come into my life. Transform me as I commit my life 100% to You, to reading Your word, to praying to You, to building Your kingdom. I commit to You, to showing up, and to being in You and rooted in You. And Lord, I thank You for Your word. It's sweet like honey. For Your word is rich like gold and silver. For You are the Creator of heaven and earth. And I commit my life all to You. My time, my talents, my treasures, my energy, my effort, my business, my schooling, my life, my family. Everything I have is Yours. I love You, God, because You never let me down. In Jesus' name. And then to pray for everyone, Lord God, I thank you for the word of God. I thank you for teaching us to stand firm under the fiery trials of persecution, that we should not be surprised about the persecution and suffering that happens, because persecution happens. It's all over the world. The devil doesn't like to see it, and he brings people to fight against it. But Lord, we know that you equipped us with the armor of God to fight, to stand strong, to stand firm, to resist the devil. Lord, we rejoice in the midst of persecution. It does not bring us down. We find our joy in you, for you have won the battle and you have given us greater things in our life. And Lord, we know your spirit is living in us and your glory rests upon us as we are in these trials and tribulations. You see, you were with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire. You were that fourth man in the fire. You were with David and Goliath. David, as he fought Goliath, you were with Peter as he walked on water. You were with us in our dark moment, and you are with us right now where we are going, and you're going to bring us up and up and up into a better place. For all that we see is temporary, for you are the one that we strive after. You're the one that we long to honor. And Lord, we pray that you give us wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and discernment, that everyone here would be able to be equipped and accept you as their guide, as their guide, your presence, your instructions, Lord, your discipline. Lord God, we are not ashamed of the gospel. We stand firm in you. We praise you for all that you've done for us. And we accept this persecution as a purifying judgment of God, that it makes us pure as gold, refined as silver, and you make us whole, holy and righteous, sanctified in the Lord. And we commit to doing good, to doing your righteousness, commit to God and your will, for you are the faithful creator. You never let us down. You are a mentor. You are a God. In Jesus' most holy name, amen and amen. Glory to God, for he is good. And the angels rejoices as you commit to following him. Praise God, for he is our mentor. Thank you for letting me share the word of God with you. Thank you for letting me take part of your life. Thank you for letting me be a blessing to you. I do not take this for granted, for this is a blessing for me as well. Thank you for the like, for the subscribe, for the follow, guys. I'm going to be answering some questions. I'm going to bless each one of you guys. Mary Green, God bless you. Holland, God bless you. In Jesus' name, Pixie, God bless you. Sam, Patch, God bless you. Evangelist Ella, God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Jemima, God bless you. Esosa, God bless you. In Jesus' name. We're going to answer some questions, and these are some things you may want to listen to, because it talks about my life and how God comes through. These application questions are also for you, because my story and is similar as well. Hello, Hurst. God bless you in Jesus' name. He is so good. Holy Spirit is here. Amen. Amen. Wow, we still got 44 people on YouTube. Normally, it goes down to 10, down to 5. But glory to God for a faithful following. And we got 15 people here on TikTok. Glory to God. And like, it says 279 people. Wow, Holy Spirit is working. It adds up to be 300 people watching at one time. But glory to God. Amen. Patch says, thank you for being obedient to God. Hey, God is the best. He's the best. It's worth it. It's so worth it being obedient to him. He adds to me far more than I can ask for. He gives me a job. He gives me a wife. He gives me a baby pan coming in June 20th. He gives me more than enough. He gives me my in-laws. He gives me so many people around me. He gives me a church and community. He gives me so much more than I can ask for. He gives me life. He gives me reconciliation. So all I can do is repay him with my time, with my energy, and give it back to God. All I can do is spread the good news of him. We praise him for that. Pixie Product says, how do we talk to God more and learn to listen better? Well, you can talk to God more through prayer. Pray. Pray anywhere. Before you sleep, thank him. It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, to rejoice always. to live a life of joy, praising God always. Paul rejoiced in the prison. They praise God no matter what. And then pray continually. Have a life of prayer. Prayer can be in worship, singing songs to Him. Prayer can be in reverence and reading the Word of God. Prayer can be through your mouth. And this whole live stream, it's an act of prayer. It's speaking the Word of God. It's allowing Him to come out and flow out of my mouth to you guys, to bless you guys, and to also bless me. Whatever's in my mind, it allows me to process it and out loud. So here, it's a prayer. So you come here live stream, also a form of prayer. As you pray with me, and I pray for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then, build a community that loves the Lord, that is Bible-centered, God-centered, God-centered mind, God-centered mission, and God-centered relationship. And this is how you experience God more. Very good question. Any other questions? Let me know. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God, for He is good. Jesus forever. From Jesus to Jesus. Wow. Thank you so much. You're welcome. God bless you. So first question out of four. What do you believe about God's plan in seasons of suffering? What do I believe about God's plan in seasons of suffering? Good to know. Well, I believe about God's plan. Yes, just like we learned, that God planned to refine us, lift us up, that suffering is temporary, that He's got plans to prepare us for when the opportunity comes, we are prepared so that we can grasp that opportunity. And when that opportunity meets preparation, beautiful things happen. Beautiful things happen. That preparation may take some time, may take years. But when you are faithful in the Lord and you walk in His ways, lo and behold, He will come through. For whatever God says, it's a promise. That's why you want to read the Word of God. Whatever He says will come to pass. And that's why when He speaks to you through the Word of God, you trust it. You know by faith it's already happened. It's already happened in the future. That He's in victory. That He is the good God. That He is the God above every other name. Above every other beings in this world. Amen. And so, I know that suffering is just a season. It's a season. I suffered. I knew that as I was picking up trash, that as I was a janitor, as I was working part-time, full-time, yeah, part-time. These were all just temporary. I knew that God had something better. So that's why I could do it with joy, do it with happiness, knowing that God has better plans. And it goes beyond this lifetime. It goes into the eternity. Into an eternity with Christ. That is the best. Eternity in His glory. Isosa says, I saw you online on my YouTube channel every day. Wow. Hey, glory to God, for He is good. And Patch says, the purest form of communication with God is allowing the Holy Spirit to speak through you and to you and in your heart. Amen. I love that. I love that. The Holy Spirit speaks through you. And when the Holy Spirit speaks through you, when God speaks to you, through you, it's a time when it encourages you, uplifts you. It's a time when it also rebukes you and says, you gotta quit this addiction. Quit wasting your life away. Quit being a consumer. I had a consumer mindset before. I did. But now, by the grace of God, it's transformed into a producer mindset. Hello, me, Sin, praise the Lord. And produce, be fruitful, multiply. Multiply believers. Bring more stronger believers into the presence of God. To plunder hell and populate heaven. Haha, right? To plunder hell and populate heaven. Because we want to populate heaven through our ministry. We want to populate heaven through our love through our examples of how good, how gracious our God is. Number two out of four, how has your attitude in suffering changed as a result? Yeah, one of my strongest traits is faith. Faith keeps me going. Faith kept me going in dark times. And if your faith is strong in the Lord, then you know that victory is the end. And you see victory unfold before your eyes, regardless of that persecution, regardless of those rejection. You see victory unfold before you in the midst of your presence. You will see that because He is a God of victory, a God who cannot be defeated, a God who lifts us up, a God who is for you and not against you. And if God is for you, nothing can stand against you. So my attitude, I live in an attitude of victory in Christ. And I give all glory to God for all things that happen, all the good things that happen. I say, Lord, I thank you for that. I praise you for this. And I don't take any of this for granted. So I will set my eyes on things above and not on earthly things. I will give all glory to God for each and every one of you guys and not take any credit, even though a lot of people want to be appreciated and take credit for all the great gifts and the things that they're doing. Praise God. It is God's credit. And I give Him glory. For He's given me the things to speak. He's given me the pastors, the resources, the people around me in order to make this happen. So this is wonderful. You are special. You are part of this journey. And you are important. Because without you guys, there's no viewers. Without you guys, there's no comments. Without you guys, I'm just talking to dry bones. Awaken to the air. But hey, I thank you guys for the community, for letting me speak the name of Jesus through my words, through my life. Thank you for joining me as well. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I thank my wife for letting me do this as well, encouraging me to do this. Besides every man, a great man is a great woman. And so I have a mighty woman of God right next to me and making me great as well, making this happen. And then I'm going to soon have a mighty baby pan of God in the future on June 20th in 2 weeks. Less than 2 weeks. And we're going to dedicate this baby to God. He's going to be speaking about the name of Jesus from a young age. From a young age. Speaking. Preaching. Teaching. Loving God with all his heart. And making it. Making God's name be known to the next generation. Alpha. Gen Z. And Alpha. Beta. Gamma. Theta to the next generations. Amen. Wow. And number three out of four. Hello, David. God bless you in Jesus' name. How is suffering because of sin different from suffering because of righteousness? Well, suffering because of sin actually drives you down into a deeper pit hole, down into depression, down into anxiety. And it's a pit hole that's going to be so much harder to get out. That suffering because of sin is because of your own selfish desires, because of your own foolishness, because you're not obeying the will of God, obeying His commands. You're doing it not for eternal purposes. When you suffer because of righteousness, you're doing this for eternal purposes. You're doing this to save more souls. You're doing this for God's glory. But when you suffer because of sin, you're doing it because on behalf of yourself. So don't suffer because of sin. Suffer because of righteousness. Have the right mindset. Right, Morningstar? Amen. Glory to God. So I choose to suffer because of righteousness. Yeah, like me, If I game far too long, and I suffer because of my sin. I suffer because by losing my time, losing my sleep, losing my concentration, losing my focus on what I need to focus on the righteousness of God. But when I focus on God's plan, on God's will, and do it, and suffer because of it, it's not really a loss anymore. I know it's a time when I'm being built up. I know it's a time when you are being grown and being rooted in Him, where your faith is being built up. Right, Wanda? Amen. Glory to God. Morning Star says, amen, my brother. Thank you for sharing His word. Glory to God. Vida Victoria 08. God bless you in Jesus' name. Thanks for the follow. Yeah. Yo, He's so good. He's so good. So, all this sacrifice that we make to glorify God, it is worth it in the end. Because we know that life's been changed, that life's been brought closer to Him, that seeds are being planted, and that God is being glorified. This is the will of God. This is the best life we can live. Amen. To be submitted to God. So, fourth question out of four. What does submitting to God in our suffering entail? What does submitting to God in our suffering entail? Submitting to God, what does it look like? We're either to submit to the world or submit to God. We're either to submit to ourselves or to submit to God. What does it entail? Well, it entails, I'm not sure what question trying to ask, but I think what I get out of it is that I become, you see, I was not always a great speaker. I always got made fun of my speech and my accent, said I don't belong anywhere. But by the grace of God, He brought me out of that. He helped me speak more clearly. In fact, I'm hearing impaired, severe hearing loss. And normally you cannot speak very clearly and people cannot understand very well. But some people are staying here for an hour straight listening to the word of God and just receiving that word. Wow. We cannot take this for granted. That is God. That's God working. And plus, when I go to restaurants, when I go to places outside, when I go to normal social gathering, I'm very quiet. I'm quiet. I normally don't talk that much. But by the grace of God, He's allowed me and equipped me with the ability to do this, to share His word, to share His love, to point you to Jesus. Amen. So, suffering is temporary. The glory of God is eternal. To live is Christ. To die is gain. And so we glorify Him in all our ways. Amen. So praise God for this live stream. Praise God for each one of you guys. And thank you guys for joining me in this live stream, in this hearing the word of God, because I know that God blesses you. God is with you. And this is a season we live from victory to victory, from Jesus to Jesus, from glory to glory, in a season of change. Change is constant, but Jesus is consistent. Jesus is stable, and that's why we live in Jesus, from glory to glory, faith to faith, life to life. We keep living in Him. Amen. Hello, Clazzy. Amen. In Jesus' name, God bless you. And David said, I'm asking God to give me the gift to talk. I don't talk either, LOL. Ha ha. Ha ha. Woo. Yeah, that's funny. God is able to give you the words to say. You just need to continue preparing. Continue reading the word of God. Continue praying. Amen. Clazzy said, you made me cry, but it's happy tears. Yes, glory to God. And He loves you so much, cares for you, and says, this is not the end. I have greater plans for you. Greater things are yet to come. I'm going to give. And I'll take away the bad things, But I'll give you the good things. I give you the Holy Spirit. And so, yeah, don't be discouraged. Because in your weakness, in my weakness, God is made perfect. In my weakness, God is made perfect. And so, don't be discouraged. But know that God is building you up. I did suffer a lot. A lot. But Christ, he suffered tenfold. Way more. Suffered unto death. For you and me. So that we don't have to suffer unto death. Amen. Hello, Stephanie Samido. Thanks for the follow and glory to God. May God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Pixie Product says, beautiful. In my weakness, God is perfect. Yes, amen. Glory to God. So, later I have 9:30. I'll have a phone call with my optometrist. I'm going to get new glasses. And it looks pretty classy. I love it. And then at 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, I have a witnessing trip with my youth and with other youth. I'm going to train them to share the word of God. We're going to go to the mall. We're going to share the word of God. Boldly proclaim his name. I'm going to teach them to, number one, well, approach people. And how I approach people, I love approaching people by complimenting them or saying, wow, perfect weather today. Wow, beautiful day. Nice shoe, nice dress, nice shirt. Oh, that shirt says this. And I compliment them and I connect with them and say, hey, I'm Josh Penn or Pastor Josh Penn, but I'm Josh. And I'm here sharing the gospel with my youth. And I'm here to proclaim his name. And have you ever heard of the gospel? And they say yes or no. And if they say yes, I'm like, that's great. That's awesome. Or if they say, I'm a Christian. I'm saying, that's great. That's awesome. Can I share the gospel with you? Can my youth practice with you sharing the gospel? And then they say yes or no. If they say no, then I say, well, let me share the gospel with you. Do you have time? And they're like, yes or no. And then I share it with them. And then afterwards, after sharing, I would also give them an opportunity to hear the word, to be prayed for. So first sharing the word, connecting them with them, then sharing the word of God, and then praying for them. And last of all, if they reject that, I also have another thing. They have to reject me four times in order to get rid of me. I'm kind of that sticky. You know, but then that fourth time is I have a gospel tract that I give out. So yeah, hello Kay, glory to God, amen. Hello me, you, good to see you. Do it live on YouTube, well, next time. Well, I gotta go because we have to make more videos. Yesterday I was so busy that at night I was not able to make more, but I can make more videos for you guys, amen. Three times Jesus was denied, we keep working. Haha. Denying the world, but be doers of the word, putting faith in Jesus. So, hey, thank you guys for joining me. I love how God is still working, how God is still building us up. He never lets us down. He never lets us down. Glory to God. Wow. Well, I do have to go, you know. Pastor Josh also has a life. He's not just a bot. He's not just an AI. But, you know, I go live stream every day. Right now, by the grace of God, God willing. And then the recordings are on YouTube if you want to watch it. And he just loves you. And if you need company, you know, the Holy Spirit is with you. He's with you in the dark moments. He's with you, building you up. Amen. Amen. Right. Well, these were good questions. These were a good thing session. We had a great session. May the Lord our God be with you. May he strengthen you. May his face be upon you. And may you go from victory to victory, glory to glory. May you go from Jesus to Jesus in your life, never ending, letting him build you up and glorify him in your life. Amen. Well, Jesus forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, TikTok out. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Panda out. And like. May God bless you, Lenka and everyone. Dog, God bless you. Panda out. Glory to God. and my YouTube. I love you guys. Facebook, Instagram. God bless you. Panda out.